It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Kyle Quinn behind the glass on a Tuesday. A lot to get to today. Ross Tucker later in the show. We'll get to the Phillies and a dramatic, for good and bad, ninth inning in Philadelphia last night as the magic number continues to dwindle. And of course, a lot of Eagles as we look forward to week two after week one. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. You know what? I know I probably said this before, but the only thing better than bacon is more bacon. Shout out to Hatfield, man. They brought me some bacon this morning, some nice choice meats and whatnot. Had a grand old time. It was really good.
Well, they didn't just bring you bacon. They brought the entire place here. Food, yeah,
everybody
breakfast.
Eating good. We eating good in the neighborhood.
They had a chef for us. It was incredible. So we appreciate Hatfield coming. We'll probably tell you a lot more about what we ate this morning as the show goes along. And Hugh, now the dust is settled, right? Week one is fully in the books. Last night, the 49ers without McCaffrey take down the Jets. So we've got week one in the books, Hugh. You know, it's interesting. A couple things hit you. One, the Eagles won, which is the most important thing. They're 1-0. And they're up there with the Lions and the Niners and the Cowboys, right? The other 1-0 teams, the good teams in the NFC. And the other thing that hits you is how they won that football game, and specifically how they got to where they got to at the end, which was some really good play out of Jalen Hurts, right? Some runs at the end, some good throws, the wheel route to Saquon Barkley. But, Hugh, there also was the other stuff. And the other stuff was turnovers. He threw two interceptions, and he had two fumbles, and then almost two more interceptions that were dropped by the opposing team. Hugh, a lot of discussion last few days, us on Saturday, us yesterday, and it keeps coming back to Jalen. Hugh, with week one in the books here, I'll just ask you a question. Are you giving Jalen Hurts a pass because it was the first game of the season and the new coordinator?
Yes. Yes, I am. No, and listen, I listened to all the shows yesterday. Shout out to Ike and Spike. You know, they made some compelling arguments. I know exactly where Ike's coming from. But at the end of the day, you got to get the first one. And you got the first one. And there are things you definitely have to work on. Are there some things that are eerily similar to last year? Yes. Mm. When you talk about woulda, coulda, shoulda, or if. Like, if he could have threw at least three picks, four picks, you know, but he didn't. He threw two. Now, that's something that you definitely have to clean up. But at the end of the day, you started the season the way that you wanted to start the season. Now, next week, like, I'm willing to give him the grace this week. Next week, it can't be the same thing. Cannot be the same thing because there's a lot of intangibles that went into that game that you know, you couldn't quantify. And one of them is the grass field. Now, I know people want to try to poo-poo it and everything like that, but I feel like that was a huge X factor going in. Mm. Because as soon as that game started, you saw everybody on skates. Everybody was on skates. So I'm willing to give them a little grace for that. But to everybody's point yesterday, that can't be – like what we saw last Friday cannot be what we see this Monday. This upcoming Monday.
It better not be. Otherwise, there'll be no passes
gonna be
given
out. It's going to be a whole
problem. I didn't even think about this before the show, but when you mentioned the grass there, I might be able to fill out a Jalen Hurts excuse bingo board today because we're off and running with Hugh Douglas here. No, I'm not giving Jalen Hurts a pass, Hugh. Look, so I agree with you and probably a lot of people today that want to say it's the first game with a new coordinator. Hugh, I think that is a thing, and I've mentioned he starts off slow. Historically, you go back to college, you go back to Shane Steichen and Brian Johnson. Historically, Jalen Hurts starts off slow with a new coordinator. I think he'll play his best football October, November, December, not September. I think that's just a reality of having a new coordinator. He's got to feel comfortable. Hugh, I'm with you on that. But you know what my concern is, Hugh? Not one tough day, not a couple passes he probably wants back. It feels like a bit of a pattern with Jalen Hurts. And my favorite thing about him when he became the Eagles quarterback was his decision-making. He didn't put the team in a bad spot. He made the right read. He very rarely threw the ball into trouble the first few years as a starting quarterback. He was great at it. I thought it was his best attribute, right? Like, he can run. Mm-hmm. He was tough. He was physical. But also, yeah, maybe he doesn't have the arm to make the 70-yard bomb, but he's not going to put you in a bad spot. And that, for whatever reason, has changed. And it wasn't just this past game. So Jalen Hurts' first 34 starts in the NFL, his first two-plus years starting, right? Because he started those first few games at the end of 2020, then 2021, 2022. He had 18 total interceptions in his first 2+ years as a starter. 34 starts, 18 interceptions. That's really good. I mean, that's, you know, over the course of a full year, that's less than 10 picks on an average, right? That's less than a pick every, you know, basically every other game, it's a pick. That's not, that's good. In his last 18 starts now, dating back to last season, including the first game of this year, he has 17 interceptions and he's lost 6 fumbles. He's turned the football over 23 times now since the beginning of last season. That's way too many, Hugh. That's it feels like a pattern to me more than just one day in Brazil on Friday.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying, Joe, and there might be some truth to that, but I look at it like this. Okay, when I was little and I was, you know, painting or coloring on a coloring book.
Oh, I love where this analogy is.
Yeah, you
going.
Know this analogy. And so, you know, initially when I started to color, I colored outside the lines a lot. And that was one of the things that I did. But as I progressed and got better at coloring, I learned how to color inside the lines. I think that's what Jalen's doing. I'm going to wrap it up for you real nice in the bow right here. But see what Jalen is doing. Jalen has become, in my eyes, a better passer. Now, the one thing that's holding him back from being a better passer is that little nasty stat called INTs or turnovers.
And those are nasty stats.
Yeah, but when I look at him and I see some of the throws that he's making, I think he's right now he's culling outside the lines and he's trying to figure out how to keep it inside the lines.
So I actually like the analogy.
That was pretty good, huh? Because I went to parent teacher night last night.
Oh, that was it. Yeah, that's on your mind.
I had to wrap that thing up.
Let me further it just for a second. When we first gave Jalen
the crayon.
When we first gave him the crayon, he was inside the lines. Now as he progresses as an artist, he's starting to go outside the lines because he threw less picks when he was younger. Now he's a fifth-year – that throw in the end zone on Friday, fifth-year quarterback can't make that throw.
No, you can't. No. Now, listen, I'm not trying to say that there were some things that, you know, you look at and you look at his age and be like, dog, what you doing? But I feel like he was under the rest the whole game.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches because the way these ball players are hitting them – Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Like, it's like, you remember, I know you ain't trying to hear that joke.
That line blocked up pretty well on Friday.
They did, but you know what? This reminds me of, remember when Mike Tyson had a saying, like, everybody has a plan until you get punched in the mouth?
Yeah.
They got punched in the mouth early. And I think the plan, this is what I believe. And this is the only thing that I have to go on because it's such a small sampling size. I feel like they got punched in the mouth and the plan that they had kind of flew out the window.
With the Saquon slip and
all
the behind the chains.
Yes, yes, with the field being as slippery as it is.
I get
is.
It. And the
and then at that point,
you're just bad cam snap. Yeah.
Yes, and at that point, you're just trying to get right. You're trying, because you, like, we talk about it. Hey, you could have been down 14 points.
Well, they could have been.
In a heartbeat.
They could have been. All right, let's hear from Ron Jaworski. Jaws chimed in on this with the idea of where Jalen Hurts is decision-making-wise. It doesn't sound like Jaws has given him a pass for week one.
Yeah, it was mediocre, and I do have some concerns. You know, the interception rate going back to the second half of last season in general, too many interceptions, you know, 15 last year, and starting out with two, and probably could have been at least three, possibly four, so... With this receiving core, I think you got to be very careful as a quarterback. You have so much confidence. This receiving core is phenomenal, by the way. And sometimes you can have too much confidence of squeezing the ball in the tight areas, and I think that's what he did. So he's got to be more judicious in where he decides to throw the football. To me, that was the mistakes he made that game were forced mistakes, forced by himself, not by the defense. He should not have been throwing the football where those interceptions happened.
So, in your mind, very correctable, it sounds like?
Very correct, but I've started to sense a pattern now. As I said earlier, it was 15 interceptions last year, now two in the first game. You know, I think you got to be real careful about protecting the football. It's very seldom you win this league, -2 in the turnover category. Mm-hmm. And we turned over 3 times, Green Bay turned over 1, and we won the football game. So that doesn't happen all that often, so you've got to protect the football.
Yeah, it is correctable, but for whatever reason, from the beginning of last year, he has it corrected. Kyle, where are you at on Jalen? You give him a pass. Is Kyle Quinn handing out a pass for Jalen Hurts?
I'm a clean slate guy.
Mm-hmm.
It's a new season. It's week one, new offensive coordinator, all that stuff. That was kind of what I was telling myself when I was seeing him. Let's be real about how he played, because it wasn't just the two turnovers. He had like 4 or 5 turnover-worthy plays. Mm-hmm. It was sloppy, but the more I watched the rest of the NFL, everybody was sloppy. It felt like it was new for everybody, like a new season for everybody. Not too many people are playing in the preseason. You said a fifth-year quarterback can't make that play. I saw Matthew Stafford, a 6-year quarterback, make the same exact play in the end zone that really hurt the Rams against the Lions. I mean, Matthew Stafford's a Super Bowl-winning quarterback. I don't know if any Rams fans questioning whether or not to give Matthew Stafford a pass for that interception. I get it goes back to last year, but the thing that I saw that encouraged me about how Jalen played as compared to last year was that he was able to bounce back. Like, he had the resiliency of the Jalen Hurts that I've seen in years past, where he didn't compound mistakes, and he responded. It was almost like when he had the fumble in the Super Bowl and he immediately followed it up with a clutch drive and put another touchdown on the board. That drive he had at the end of the game was me sort of saying, like, okay, like, that's the Jalen from years past, where he can just kind of brush it off, flush it, as he likes to say, short-term memory, and just move on. So for week one, I give him a pass. I will have a hair trigger on this. I'm just admitting it. Week two, week three, if we see
as
it again.
You should.
Yeah, then I have the right to change that. But as of right now, I'll give him a pass.
215-592-9494. When it comes to Jalen Hurts' performance week one against the Packers, are you giving him a pass? Week one in a new offense. Hugh's giving him a pass. Kyle is. I'm not handing out passes today. This is his fifth year in the league. Last 18 starts, he's got 17 picks. All right, your call's coming up. We will get to what happened with the Phillies last night. Another guy who may or may not deserve a pass. When we come back, more audio from Nick Sirianni and Jalen about his performance on Friday and your phone calls. 215-592-9494 for Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.